From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Angry protests in Turkey. Thousands of people took to the streets of Ankara Sunday, many of them chanting slogans against the Turkish government. The demonstrators were reacting to the Saturday bombing of a peace rally that killed at least 95 people. Dorian Jones has more.
Thousands of protesters chant Sunday in the capital Ankara, saying the state and government will be held to account. Mourning is fast giving way to anger in the aftermath of Turkey's worst terrorist attack. Some organizers of Saturday's peace rally claim there was little security, even though there had been increasing fears of a possible attack. Interior Minister Salami Altunok has denied negligence. The leader of the pro-Kurdish Peace and Democracy Party, Selahattin Demirtas, has accused the government and security forces of collusion in the bombings. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Iran's parliament Sunday gave preliminary approval to a bill that allows the government to implement the nuclear agreement recently reached with other nations. Final approval of the measure is expected later this week. Under the bill, the Iranian government will be authorized to withdraw from implementation of the accord if the other side fails to lift sanctions against Iran. Iran says a verdict has been issued in the trial of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian. Rezaian was arrested 15 months ago on espionage and other charges. There were no details on what the verdict is, but a judiciary spokesman said it can be appealed. Two suicide bombings have killed at least 9 people and wounded 29 in northern Cameroon. Officials have blamed Boko Haram militants for the attack. Authorities say Sunday's attacks in the village of Khan Faleri were carried out by 2 teenage girls. This is VOA News. Russia has launched a new aerial bombardment of Syrian rebels. The Russian government says it hit 63 targets, destroying 53 of them. It says many of the attacks Sunday were in Tal Skik, a highland area of Idlib province that had been controlled by rebels. As with recent attacks, Russia described the targets as belonging to Islamic State militants. But most of the positions have not been held by that group, but by other factions fighting the government of Bashar al-Assad. The Iraqi military claims to have struck the convoy of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in an air raid in western Anbar province near the Syrian border. The actual fate of the leader is unknown. Baghdadi himself has declared himself the head of the caliphate in areas his group controls in Iraq and Syria. Israel carried out an airstrike early Sunday in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military said the strike was conducted in response to rocket attacks from Gaza and targeted 2 Hamas weapons manufacturing facilities. It reported Saturday that a rocket was intercepted just north of Gaza by Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. The Israeli raid resulted in the death of a pregnant Palestinian woman and her daughter. Several other people were injured. The United States will offer condolence payments for those killed or injured in the U.S. airstrike that mistakenly hit a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, October 3rd. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman says U.S. forces in Afghanistan will work with those affected to determine appropriate payments. The leader of Rwanda's main opposition, Green Party, says next week his organization will officially appeal to President Paul Kagame not to seek another term. A recent court ruling paves the way for Mr. Kagame to amend the Constitution and seek another term. The Constitution currently allows a president only 2 7-year terms. Billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump continues to lead the crowded field of U.S. Republican presidential candidates. According to a new CBS News survey, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has a substantial lead in the race for the Democratic nomination. 2 outside investigators have found a white Ohio police officer was justified in the fatal shooting of a black 12-year-old boy who was carrying a toy pellet gun. Tamir Rice was killed November 20, 2014, outside of a Cleveland recreation center. Trainee officer Timothy Lohman shot Rice within seconds of arriving on the scene following a call about a man carrying a gun. Authorities say orange markings that indicated the gun was a toy had been removed. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.